News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
You may have seen the latest toy trend hitting the shelves. If you haven't, brace yourself. It is a human posterior. It has eyes and for some reason a small mohawk as well as feet. When you play with its cheeks, it produces various different kinds of flatulence, thankfully only auditory flatulence. An awful lot of people have looked at this and gone, what the hell? A number of others have looked at it and said, how is it appropriate to be telling kids that it is normal to be playing with fake bottoms? With us is Bethan O'Riordan, who is a psychotherapist who specializes in parenting support. Bethan, is this one of those things where you look at it and say, well, that's just tasteless, or are there problems with it?
Oh, I mean, in a strange world, this is like really strange. I think there's problems with it through play, right? This is how children understand boundaries. They understand what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. And I think if we're teaching children to play with body parts and this, because this, like this bottom, I mean, it feels even weird saying it. You squeeze it and you can pull it apart. And there's different forms of it as well. So there's that one toy, but in that brand, there's these kind of different bottoms on different kind of small toys. And you're encouraged to put your thumb in the middle, kind of where the bum crack is. There's no way to sort of smarten up the chat around this. And you kind of put your thumb into the middle of it. And it's really weird. And so if we're teaching children that this is what play is, it really does bring in loads of questions around consent and touching other people's body parts. It's just really weird.
How good are children at compartmentalizing and saying it's okay to do this because it is a toy, but it's not okay to cross the line and interfere with anybody else?
Well, I work a lot with parents at consultations, and so many parents come to me because they've got questions around things that happened at play dates, where doctors and nurses might have gone too far, where and I think that children, they can't compartmentalize. They're too young. They just do things. And then they need parents to help them figure out and understand what's going on. So I think if we're muddying the water with play in this way, we're really, really confusing things for children. I mean, loads of parents have concerns over things that happen at play dates anyway. It can be really terrifying for some children and some parents. And we don't want to muddy the water at all. And it's just, it's that these toys, they seem so fun. And, you know, if anyone sees like, children find bottoms really funny and farts and all the rest of it. But this kind of takes it to a whole new level where you're encouraged to touch and squeeze and open and have a look in. And I think this is dangerous territory, Anton.
You would have imagined that toy makers, because obviously once it hits the shelves, it is a single toy. But the production of it is a multi-million euro industry, and a lot of capital goes into it, and people make big bets on the toys that you're producing. You would have thought that there are some forms of checks and balance or some forms of child psychologists in the system somewhere that says, lads, a flatulent dancing bottom mightn't be the best way to go.
I know. And even when you say it then, it sounds like, oh, that sounds a bit funny, doesn't it? I'm thinking of like, there's like a fart gun thing from Minions, say, for example. You'd love to think that this stuff was kind of more thought through, but I honestly don't know if it really is. I think people see, you know, squeezy toys are all the rage at the minute, sensory toys are. And I wonder if they tried to merge that with comedy and humour, and it just really, really hasn't worked at all. It's a really far removal from playing something. Like, I was trying to think, well, where else would children see body parts when they play? And, you know, when they're changing nappies, as I said, when they're playing nurses or doctors, and this is just so far removed from that. I think it's just so bizarre. It's so strange.
Do you think is likely to be the pushback? Because a number of retailers, now they haven't made any announcements about it, but it is interesting to see that when you look at their sort of online storefronts, a lot of them are putting up 404s where the page used to be for this product and for others like it. Do you think there is going to be a backlash?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Oh, I mean, I hope so. You know, when I joined the call here, I was on the News Talk app, and one of the articles was, we need to be teaching children in preschool about consent. Don't touch this part of my body. Don't touch that. So, I mean, we're either on board with that message, or there's this real mixed message of, yeah, you can sell body parts that you can open and squeeze and look into and touch. So, yeah, I mean, I hope there is, because children are young and children are innocent and children learn through play. And they need us to help protect them, and they need us to help mind them. And they need to understand consent through safe relationships and safe play as well. So I hope that the world doesn't go crazy for money with these, and we put the needs of children first.
Bethan, thank you very much. Bethan O'Riordan, psychotherapist specialising in parenting support. And if you want to see the product in question, what you need to Google is butt face, Chester Cheeks, Droppin' Beats and Jiggling Cheeks. That's the full and total title coming.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.